It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. Mayor Adams' chief of staff announced that he will leave City Hall at the end of the calendar year. Frank Caron's upcoming exit marks the first major departure from the Adams administration less than a year into the mayor's four-year term. Now, sure, this may all seem like very inside baseball, but the staffing shakeup could actually have implications for how city government runs. So here to fill us in on all of this is WNYC's David Cruz. He's the editor of our People and Power desk. Hello, David.
Hi, Sean.
So Frank Caron may not be a household name for most New Yorkers, I think it's fair to say, but he has been a big deal in Brooklyn political circles for a long time. Can you remind us who this guy is?
Yeah, so Frank Caron has been a political player in New York City for quite some time. Before he was a chief of staff, he was a law partner at the Brooklyn law firm Abrams and Fensterman. But by night, he was serving as the Brooklyn Democratic Party's attorney on political matters. I should note it was an unpaid position. Caron and Eric Adams go way back to those days, and he is part of the mayor's inner circle, serving as an advisor even during the mayor's run for mayor and reportedly hosting campaign fundraisers for Adams. And that's what makes this departure somewhat fascinating. Here's a man who was part of Adams' tight sanctum, and now he's headed out the door a year into the job.
Do we know why he's leaving?
Well, we asked City Hall that same question, and they declined to explain why he's leaving or even who his successor will be. We received a brief statement from City Hall Monday from Caron himself, essentially thanking the mayor for the last 18 months working with him. And what we do know, according to the New York Times, is he plans on serving as chair for Adams' re-election campaign. But he did make it clear with reporters at City Hall on Monday when he said his departure after 1 year in City Hall was always in the cards. It's not completely uncommon for chief of staff to leave after a brief time in the post. During former Mayor Bill de Blasio's first term in office, his chief of staff, Laura Santucci, left the position a little over a year.
Yeah, very stressful job. Now, again, we don't know why Caron is leaving, but we should say that he hasn't been a stranger to controversy over the years, right? Can you remind us of some of that criticism that he's faced?
In 2017, Caron had represented two developers who sold their properties to the city for about $173 million. The initial appraisal was $50 million. But the twist here was Caron had donated money to then-Mayor Bill de Blasio's Super PAC, which was $5,000, considered the maximum amount. I should stress neither de Blasio nor Caron were ever in trouble, but it certainly blurred the line and gave the appearance of a quid pro quo. Earlier this year, the New York Times revealed Caron had been an investor in a police tool that was repeatedly plugged by Adams during his run as the Brooklyn Borough President. Adams and Caron both told the Times that the mayor's endorsement of the tool, which Caron had pumped nearly $1 million into the company, was purely coincidental.
David, when you look at Adams' first 9 months in office, what role did Caron play for the mayor? And when you look at Adams' record for his first year in office, where do you see Caron's fingerprints?
Caron was essentially Adams' gatekeeper, meeting with lobbyists on a range of topics, notably a push to build a full-fledged casino in the city. The state is really charged with deciding which company would get the license for a casino, but Caron revealed to me that conversations he had with prospective casino operators were merely there to solicit support from the city. Caron, it turns out, was also a frequent traveler on behalf of the city. His calendar, which WNYC obtained through a Freedom of Information Law request, showed he spent time in Sweden, South Korea, and Israel, of which the prospect of more business coming to New York City was top of mind. So for the chief of staff to globetrot on behalf of the city, sometimes, you know, he paid for it on his own, is pretty significant.
Yeah. So usually the first major staffing shakeup of any administration, it's a bit of a milestone, whether fair or not. We as journalists like to look into these things, right?
Right.
So I'm going to ask you to put on your pundit hat here for just a second. Can you tell us what you think Caron's departure might tell us about the state of the Adams administration 9 months in?
Well, even though Caron apparently made a deal with Adams that he would be leaving after a year in office, his departure was something political reporters were unaware of until Monday. And of course, that has everyone talking in terms of like, well, you know, could it be that the pressures of the job got to him? What is more surprising is a report by the New York Daily News that says Lorraine Grillo, Adams' first deputy mayor, might be headed out the door too. Now, this is a big job. And if this person leaves, it will require a successor to get up to speed on the mayor's agenda. But the departure might also point to the rigorous demands this job brings.
David Cruz is the editor of WNYC and Gotham's People and Power desk. David, thank you as always.
Thank you.